There's so much food to have I eat every day. I don't have a word to express the gratitude to have in my heart. You know, the food today was my favorite. And I praise the Lord for that, for the seniors just did, okay? And that's great. Just remember, my first language is a Portuguese. Sometimes I'm going to say some words in Portuguese. Don't think I'm speaking in language, okay? In tongue. Just a scam. If you do not understand, just say, amen. Okay? Just that will be great. Last week, we commemorate the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And you know, so that time where the disciples also were so happy because Jesus Christ was alive. And because Christ was alive, always they come to one another and say, he's alive, he's alive. And that makes them very happy. So I believe this is the best time to have a missions conference house. When after we just commemorate the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and we to remember this why missions exist. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood on Calvary to save a soul. And a hope for all. If it was not that, no hope. All of us, we was lost. We praise the Lord for what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. Please open your Bible in the book of Luke 24. Book of Luke 24. Luke 24, we're going to start with verse 1. The Bible says this, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bring the spices which they had prepared, and a certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of a sinful man, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And that they remembered his words. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day you gave it to us. Thanks, Lord, the opportunity you give us to be in this place. We ask, Lord, to speak to our heart. Don't allow me, Lord, to speak for myself, but ask, Lord, to speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen. The text we read speaks about the resurrection of Christ. When? The first day of the week, it is Sunday. It is what we celebrate the day of the Lord, Sunday, day of rest. The woman went to the tomb and saw the stone removed, and this left them perplexed by the event. Verse 4. More perplexed they were with the presence of the angels. Verse 5. But with joy. Matthew 28:8. Look at the words of the angel, the verse 5. The verse 5 says, as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? Brother and sister, I know so many people today, they are looking for the living Jesus Christ in among the dead. Many people today, they carry on their necks the cross with Jesus Christ died, dead. Many people just pray for his death on the cross and the Christ for that, but they do not follow Jesus Christ because he's dead. And the angel told him, why seeking ye the living among the dead? Brothers and sisters in Christ, many people today, they are dying, going to hell, because they are looking for dead Jesus Christ. But we have to stop and look at, he's not a dead. He's alive. We praise the Lord, he's alive. Every day you have to remember he's alive. Let me ask you, how do you know that he's alive? Today I want to talk to you about missions exist because he's live and he is a hope to all, for all. He's a hope. Let's see three reasons why he's live. And he is a hope for all. First of all, he is living because he is not in the tomb. Verse 3. This is the greatest victory. We believe in a living God. He is alive. He is not dead. Muhammad died. Buddha died. Confucius died. Joseph Smith died. And in the end, all those men are going to rise to give account to God. Revelation 20:12. All them going to give account to that is alive, Jesus Christ. Christ is raised, and his sepulcher is empty. This is why you know he's alive. Look at the angel's word again, the verse 5. Why seek ye they live among the dead? He's alive. Believe. And he is the hope for all people around the world. He's the hope. The four gospels speak of Christ's victory over death. And many disciples have seen him. Steve in Acts 7. Open, please. Keep your mind, your fingers right there. We come back. Steve in Acts 7, verse 55. It says this, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Verse 56, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Just remember, he just saw Jesus Christ. He was ready to go. He was ready to go to heaven. And Jesus Christ stand up and open his arms, say, come home, my son. Come home, man. He's alive. Come home. You know what they? Steve was not one of those just at 12. He was a man like you and me. And because that, just because he have Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the hope for all men on this world, he was ready and he gave his life. And Jesus says, come. You know who is that? The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The Lord, the King of the whole universe. Just stand up with to receive amen. Like you and me. I want you to just think about this. If you had to go to the White House and the president comes to receive you, you'd feel honored? Now think about the King of the whole universe. Come to receive you, oh brother. That's great. When you should remember this, when we just put ourselves before the Lord and ask Him to save our souls, we have an entrance in heaven forever. Verse 16, he says this, Acts. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not these sins to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, John 3:17, talking about Jesus Christ, says that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but for that the world through him might be saved. See, Jesus Christ, the first missionary ever sent to the earth. He came to the earth to do what? To save a man. He don't came to condemn them. Just he came to bring salvation. He came to bring a hope to everyone on this world. He came to bring a hope for you. He came to bring a hope for me. We praise the Lord because he did this. Because he loves us. He loves us. This is the reason I'm going to other country preach the gospel. Because he's live. He's alive. This is the reason I had to go different to Cape Verde to tell them about Jesus Christ. Because those people needed to know Jesus Christ is alive and that he's the hope for everyone in the country. We had a lot of missionaries go different places because they believe is a hope. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring this hope. Nobody else. Nobody else. You know, when Jesus Christ, after he died, he resurrected, he just instructed his disciples to go. See right there, Luke 24, verse 47. See Jesus Christ's words. He said this, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, begin at Jerusalem. And repentance and the remission of sin should be preached in his name among what? All nations. This is why Jesus Christ is alive. He came to save our souls. And he is the hope for my life. He is the hope for you. Second, he lives because he has conquered death. Go back right there, Luke 24, verse 5 and 6. It says that as they were afraid and they bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the live among the dead? He's not dead. He's alive. He is not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee? In 1 Corinthians 15:54. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 says this, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and that this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Look verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. we can see Jesus Christ is victorious. Grave could not handle his body. Death could not handle him. Paul in verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus conquered death and gave us victory also. We are more than winners because he lives and conquered death. The Bible in Job 14:14, it says, "Die then, shall man live again?" That's a question. This is a question, but Christ overcome death. His life is that we may live. Let's look at Christ's promise in John 14, 19, 20. John 14, 19, 20. See what I say? "Yet a little while, and the world see me not, no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." We can see Jesus Christ just guarantee us we live. We live. We live because he's live. We have a life because he's live. We have a hope because he's gave us this hope. And the whole world have a hope in Jesus. Toward his live so that men will come to know that he is God. Verse 7. Look. Verse 7. Luke 24. Verse 7 says, "Saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." Saul, after Christ's death, he started persecution of the Christian. But on the road of Damascus, he had a great experience. He met with Christ, and he started to know him better. From that day on, Saul's name was changed for Paul, and Jesus Christ, he became his God. From that day, Saul became Paul, the great apostles we know, the great missionaries we know in the Bible. Because Jesus Christ is hope for him. Jesus Christ is hope for many people. Just who have to trust, put ourselves before the Lord, and allow him to do his work in our lives. When we accept the death and the resurrection of Christ, he's become your Savior and God. And he is giving you eternal life. John 10:28. John 10:28 says this. "And I give unto them eternal life, and that they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." See what he says? "I give unto them eternal life." That's the hope. We can preach. We can tell. Because it's a hope for every person. When they trust in Jesus Christ. When they believe Jesus Christ can save their soul. And they have this hope and the security, their salvation. Verse we see right there in verse 29, it says, "My Father which gave them me is a greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." It's good to remember this. Jesus Christ gave us salvation and guarantee us the salvation. In other words, it's in his hand, and at the same time, the Father is hold. Nobody can take. No one. That's the hope we can have in our life, the security we have. Jesus Christ give eternal life, and we never going to lose. I praise the Lord for this. I praise the Lord. This is why he's alive. Christ, my friend, was delivered in the hand of man to be buried. The only way to prove to man that he is a God was man has to have the experience to bury him and the sea rise. Look the angel's word, to rise from the dead was the Matthew 27. Go back right there, Matthew 27, please. Matthew 27, start of verse 62, it says this. Now the next day that the followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulcher be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciple come by night and they steal him away. And I say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first." Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. They want to make sure. He's dead. He's inside. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came in Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. See verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as a dead man. Go to 11, verse 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and the chief was unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye, his disciples came by night, and they stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this say is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. You know, the leaders and the soldiers, they knew the truth. They knew the truth. They knew Jesus Christ was raised. They knew Jesus Christ was alive. But the devil put in the heart of those leaders to bribe the soldiers, so they don't tell the truth. The devil today continues bribing people to not believe on Christ's resurrection, which is a hope for all, and to be quiet. Many Christians believe in the resurrection, but prefer to be quiet as those soldiers. The devil is doing everything to stop us. Even though he knows that he cannot do anything over us, but he can scare us. 1 Peter 5:8, it says that he is around of us like a lion. Like a lion looking for devours. He is around us, roaring like a lion. See what he says to us. If you say anything about the resurrection, that is a hope for everyone, I get you. The devil just is around us. If you say something, I get you. Be quiet. Don't say anything. If you say something, I'm going to get you. He's just around us 24 hours. Don't say anything about Jesus Christ's resurrection. Be quiet. He just wants to scare us. He wants to make us afraid. But we have to remember Jesus Christ in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says God gave us a spirit of courage, a spirit strength. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You just have to keep it safe to the whole world. He's alive. He's alive. He's came to save you and me. He's alive. Don't be afraid. Tell everybody. He's alive. He's alive. Jesus Christ is alive. He's not a dead. This is why you have to preach the gospel out the whole world. Because he's alive. He's not a dead. My prayer today, my brothers and sisters, is that you do not let the devil make you afraid, but be filled with courage and announce that Jesus Christ is a hope for everyone. Are you investing your life in God's service? Are you telling the people about Jesus Christ? Are you willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, I want to do whatever you want me to do. I'm willing, Lord. I'm not afraid. I want to tell the whole world that Jesus Christ is alive. He's came to be a hope for the whole world. Pastor, please, come and pray for us.
That was outstanding. I'd like us to bow our heads and close our eyes, please. We don't have to leave tonight and wonder what the man said. He reminded us tonight that Jesus is alive. Because of that, we have hope. And we have something to share with the world. This is it. Powerful message tonight. Praise the Lord. Begin to play through softly as soon as they get prepared. You know your pastor by now, right? I never want to let a service come and go without giving somebody the opportunity to trust Christ as their Savior, because I do not know how God may be speaking to your heart. And it could be that you've come into this service tonight, but in your heart you know you've never trusted Christ. Make today the day of salvation. Come, let us take a Bible and share the gospel with you. What about it, Christian? Has God spoken to your heart? I've been studying in the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm not going to say much here because you're going to hear the message in the near future, but matter of fact, if you don't mind, just look here for just a moment. It's interesting, King Solomon. God reminded me of this while I was listening to this man preach. King Solomon's an old man looking back on his life. In the latter part of chapter 2, he said, I'm going to tell you something, I hated life. I hated it. Let me give you just a sample of what you're going to hear in detail in the future. Let me tell you why he hated it. Because he did not have any thoughts about eternity. He only thought about this life. I'm going to tell you something the Lord spoke to my heart about right here. I'm glad we're investing money in a couple like that right there. God's using them. I want to do more than I've ever done. I was sitting there thinking when that man was preaching. Is it not going to be great to get in heaven and see what God has done? Only God knows. Only the Lord knows what the faith promise commitments down through the years from this church, the difference it's made. What are you living for? Are you just considering this life? Are you considering eternity? It's powerful tonight, friends. I'm telling you. Powerful. Jesus is alive. Amen. You glad of that? Say amen. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. Brother Gary, if you wouldn't mind just to begin to sing. Maybe the Lord is speaking to your heart. Maybe you just want to come tonight just to thank Jesus that He's alive, doing well. I think it'd be good just to get on our faces. Just say, Jesus, I want to thank you tonight that you're alive, that you're not dead. Brother Gary begins to sing. Come on. Come on, folks. Let's pray. Let's make it a praise service. Right now, God's speaking to your heart. Come and praise God that He's alive, that He's well, that you have the living hope inside of you.
I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still.
Sing one more verse, Brother Gary.
Have thine own way.
Some time here. I don't want them to feel rushed.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy.
Thank you, Pastor. You can go ahead and look this way. Here in just a few minutes, we'll be heading over to the gymnasium for just a time of fellowship, an opportunity for you to get to know some of our missionaries a little bit better. How many of you Wednesday night traveled to Brazil? You had some Brazilian barbecue. Good. Thank you. You can put your hands down. How many of you last night traveled to Nicaragua and had some tropical fruit? All right, great. Tonight, we have some red quinoa chips, some tortilla chips, and we've paired that with some pineapple salsa. We are highlighting the country of Cape Verde tonight, so we hope you make your way over to the gym here in just a few minutes. And again, spend time with our missionaries, grab a little snack, and children, if you have a child that is sixth grade and under, make sure they stop by the passport table. If they've already gotten their passport, they'll need to stop by the table to get a ticket if they'd like to ride the rickshaw tonight. If your child is here for the first first time tonight and they've not gotten their passport, they can definitely do that. Stop by the passport table. And the two stamps that they will need, the two countries that they'll be visiting tonight, are Mexico and Nicaragua. So, again, stop by the passport table. And if you have any questions, let us know. We hope you'll take time to join us in the gymnasium for a time of fellowship. Pastor?
I'm going to have Brother and Mrs. Mullins, if you'll escort the De Carvalhos over to the gymnasium at this time, so they can get there with their display table. I'll let them get out, and I have just a few final instructions for you. We're just about through here. As they're making their way out, let me encourage you to stay for the snack. Again, even if you don't plan to stay, I want to encourage all of you to at least just go through the gymnasium. Just go through there, say, God bless you, thank you, for being here, and go home, even if you don't want to eat. But don't go straight out to your vehicle, okay? Be an encouragement to these missionaries. Just let them know that it's our honor to have them here. Hopefully you'll stay and have a little snack, but please don't feel like you have to do that, but I hope you will. Remind you with your children to have them bring their banks for the Sunday night service, okay? The children need to have their banks for the Sunday night service. Also, the other gifts that many of you or several of you signed up to purchase for the missionaries, if you haven't brought those yet, that's fine. All the way through the Sunday evening service, those totes are available in the men's classroom in the back right there with the names above it, so you know which tote to put that in. Let me encourage you to be much in prayer about faith promise, what the Lord would have you be giving this year. And I just want to say this in closing. That's why I wanted to let him step out. A little hard to understand. I know. I get it. I know that. But we got what the man was preaching tonight. There's no doubt about it. Folks, I would rather you see his heart and not understand his words than understand a man's words and his heart's not in it. I'm going to tell you one thing about that man tonight. He's got the fire of God in his soul. There's no doubt about it. That was a powerful message tonight. He's alive. I think he believes it, don't you? Praise the Lord for that. So I encourage you to go by his table tonight and say, listen, thank you for preaching tonight. I mean, don't exaggerate. Don't lie. If you didn't understand it, don't say, I appreciate, I understood everything. Don't you have to say that to him. But say, I appreciate you preaching tonight. At least you can say that, right? And say, I'm telling you, it's a blessing tonight. No doubt about it. I encourage you to do that. I'm telling you, I love it. I love Mission Conference, friends. I mean, Mission Conference is it. There's no doubt about it, okay? Brother Eugene, if you wouldn't mind to stand to your feet, bless the food over there tonight, and then we can be dismissed.